Thank you. Mr. Nitul is absent now, that's why I'm delivering our statement on behalf of the Asia Indigenous People's Caucus. We thank you, Madam Chair, for giving us the floor to present the joint statement. I'm Shoyal Chandra Hajong on behalf of the Asia Indigenous People's Caucus. The Asia Indigenous People's Caucus has raised pertinent issues concerning the root causes of the violation of the rights of indigenous peoples in the region. The most important one is the being the non-implementation of the UNDRIP in the region. While there has been some legal recognition in some countries, there is lack of implementation with no respect for the principles upon which UNDRIP have been built on. We acknowledge the important work the UNDRIP has undertaken, including the important studies they have done with concrete recommendations, including the thematic study of this year and previous studies. We would like to reiterate that until the indigenous peoples are recognized in the region and mechanisms are put into place for the implementation of the UNDRIP, the indigenous peoples will continue to suffer under the states whose colonial state policies and development aggression continue to undermine the indigenous people's sovereignty and self-determination, eroding traditional governance systems and further severing indigenous people's connection with their territories. We place this recommendation to the expert to consider for our future work. Number one, to continue to work with the member states to implement in full spirit the existing peace agreements, accords, and other agreements between the indigenous people's member states. Number two, UNDRIP to explore with the Security Council to address conflicts in indigenous territories under the peace and security agenda with the full and effective participation of indigenous women and youth in peace processes. Number three, to follow up on the study on militarizations, the issues of conflict, post-conflict situations, peace negotiations, peace accords, and other agreements. Number four, to focus its future studies on the terror laws, national security law, and legislation that often designates indigenous peoples and their work as anti-nationals and terrorists, and call for the review and amendment of such laws to ensure the safety and security and protection of the rights of indigenous peoples and their communities. Finally, continue the work on the establishment of national and regional level monitoring mechanism on the implementation of UNDRIP. I thank you, Madam Chair.